Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of People radio show. Today is Wednesday. Today is Solstice Simonkish. We want to welcome all our listeners out in iHeartRadio and 300 other stations around the world. We're going to give a little overview today and get things done. You know, it's going to be kind of interesting. We have a debate in Arizona, a Senate debate, Republican GOP Senate debate in Arizona that's on at 9 o'clock at Newsmax, which is our satellite. Newsmax, go ahead and I'll urge everyone at 9 o'clock to go watch the debate there. And we got to get America First candidates across the line. We also got to get candidates that are pro-life and support life in general. We need to rebuild this country, and we need to do it now. We got a lot breaking. I'll talk to you in a second. First, let me get and introduce my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. Great day. And you?
I'm doing good. Starting to really get over the stupid cough. I still get a little bit of it. But it's going to disappear. We still have some work. We still get some tech issues, but we're getting now with that, and we're doing good there. And everything is having a great time. But wake up to news that inflation is at 9%, 9.1%. They thought they were going to get 8.7%. We ended up with 9.1%. And the 28th will have the... You have the information for the second quarter, and if we get two straight downturns, down quarters, and we expect that, that's the definition of a recession. And we are really in a recession. And if you go to the supermarket or anyone else, the prices are not 9% increases. They're more like 20 and 30%. There are restaurants around that used to pay $2.50 a pound for chicken and pay $5 a pound for chicken. Gas used to be, just 2 short years ago, it was under $2. Now it's $4.50 to $5. And, you know, Biden's celebrating, oh, gas went down 40 cents in the last month. No, he's depleting the reserves. If we get into a war, we have nothing to use for our weapons and our vehicles and stuff in the war. We're defenseless. This is wrong. What we need to do
is... You know,
is
he's in Israel. You want to know what he did? He went and took a schluffy.
Yeah, he actually took a schluffy, and when he woke up, Bibi Netanyahu is the new president. Well, that's basically what's going to happen. The Israeli government collapsed and expected with new elections. So everybody knows that Bibi Netanyahu is going to be the new head
of
Israel.
He's not
going to
get a Palestinian consulate or any of that. And they're not giving him gas. He needs to do is drill, baby, drill.
Baby, drill.
Sarah Palin says, drill, baby, drill.
Baby, drill. Drill, baby,
drill. Drill, baby, drill. Drill, drill, drill. Okay, they
Sarah Palin is expected to win
in
Alaska.
Why are they not drilling?
Because he cares about the new world order. He cares about the new Green Deal.
No new world order. It's all a fantasy. It's just a bunch of yada, yada, yada. Okay? And it's not working. And the people are not... They're not got the people. They don't. And they don't have the world. And they can crap as much as they want. But it ain't going to change us. Okay?
I'll tell you, I talked to many people in the last few days, and that's the most... I think there's only one person that said that supports the Democrats out of, I would say a couple thousand, 2,000 to 3,000 people in the last 3 days. I talked to maybe one actually supported the Democrats out of Brooklyn. Everybody else.
Because they're walking to the oven because they're stupid.
You know.
Stupid, they're brainwashed. You know?
So, I'll tell you.
It's terrible. So what else is going on in our lovely country? Did Biden fall off a bike yet?
No, actually, there are actually landmarks now of where he fell.
I know. Did you see they chalked it? It's hilarious. No,
it's like a body chalk. He dropped here.
When Greg Kelly showed all the different angles of Biden falling, that was a roll.
I heard that they canceled the J6 committee hearing today and tomorrow. Because
they ran out of
lies? Because they've all been indicted for treason and they're about to be arrested. They were going to use, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now. But he was going to come
testify.
Fake
oathkeeper?
Steve Bannon is supposed to testify, and he's going to lambaste. Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon agreed to testify.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to lambaste them with the facts. And all of a sudden, and then others started to come forward to do the same thing, and they pretty much canceled it because everything that was said in J6 was a total lie. And now they're being indicted for treason and they're facing death penalty.
She sent up bullshit about Trump for no reason. That he made a phone call. He didn't speak to anyone, but he made a phone call. How do we know he made a phone call?
I'm going to tell you something.
It's lies.
Yeah. First of all, when Trump calls you, you will know because it's a code that's set up.
You would have no idea that is him.
Right. You
it's
won't know
disguised.
Until you pick it up because it's the way it's set up. There is a signal that we have set up on that because we knew that they were trying to set them up, and we knew that. And that was it.
Oh, how about the other evidence that he wrote a draft on the tweet? What the heck?
They're making these things up left and right. It's garbage. And the guy that they said was...
He didn't violate any law. He did nothing wrong.
As someone that's involved with the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the others, that is bull crap. First of all...
It's the January 6th hoax.
Right.
Were they really served that they're being indicted?
They have been served that they are being investigated on treason, and they are being traitors, and they are, their careers
are
over.
Are we doing a tribunal and finding them guilty and going to put the noose around their neck?
I don't know how they're doing it, but they are going to be tried for treason.
Roll them up. Liz Cheney
and the Cheney family is just as bad as the Biden criminal family. The Cheneys and Halliburton.
They're all screwed up. Dick Cheney is a criminal.
Right. Halliburton. Remember how everybody was upset?
I'll go one better. John McCain was a criminal. He was so full of shit.
John McCain took this country because he hated Trump, put his thumbs down and screwed the American people on health care.
That's right. Look, nobody wants to be a prisoner of war. I don't think I'm a hero. They hurt him. They hurt him bad. Okay? And he came home alive. That is what counts. Okay?
We're not criticizing him on his escapades as a POW or involved in Vietnam. We will not do that because anyone deserves.
He served the country, and that makes him a hero.
Right.
Okay?
So we're not going to do that.
No, we're not going to do that.
No.
He's scum. Lindsey Graham. Yeah.
These are all warmongers.
Lisa Murkowski.
Yeah. Well, Lisa Murkowski and the Murkowski crime friend is another one in the last year. She was never really elected to the position.
One by one, they need to go. They just all need to go. They're all black. I can only count a few up that are real conservative America First people in that capital. Maybe a dozen. The rest are all black. They're all schweins.
Are they not?
Yeah. Am I wrong?
I had a schnitzel today on the phone.
You had a schnitzel.
Yeah, literally, by name.
Really?
Yeah,
and schnitzel. That is really cool. Yeah. You have to watch General Hospital people to get the joke. Sorry. It's just the way it is.
Yeah,
but
we're waiting to see if, talk about GH, there's a possibility that Brad may be calling in today, if not, be next week.
Brad. So. Okay. By the way, Brad plays, he's considering, by the role very well, very on cue, he's married, but he plays the character very well.
He's
been on GH for many years, okay? Right. At one time, Kelly played a bad person on GH.
Well, I like Brit. She's sweet. I like General Hospital. I've been watching it since its inception. Yeah.
Okay.
But Kelly is someone that I've been trying to get.
You know what got me into that? Because I used to watch Dark Shadows.
Yeah, that was, Dark Shadows. I went to school with the Edge of Night.
There's a soap you never heard of, The Edge of
Night.
Yes, I have.
David Hennessy, I grew up with, I went to school with, I had the whole Dark Shadows crew. I met Jonathan Frid. The guy just recently passed away
from The Edge of Night, too. I don't remember his name.
But anyway.
So what's going on with New York? Did the district attorney drop the case against the bodega. It's called bodega.
Okay. By the way, Joe Biden. well, the Bidens, as you know, are very
Taco
much racist. Biden. You know, this is where you know, if I were in the black community, I would be voting Republican straight down the line. Biden don't give a rat's ass for anyone in the black community, unless you're a criminal, a rapist, a murderer.
None of them.
They all do not like blacks.
They're human beings. Forget the skin. They are people. They're real people. They have emotions. They work hard. Whatever they do, that is their business. Okay?
The Democrats don't care about them. The Democrats don't care about them at all.
But it's
period.
Not about color of skin. It's about content of
character.
About
a vote. It's about a vote.
They use the vote,
and then they turn the back on them. Look at Chicago. I talked to someone today.
The Democrat Party are anti-black. They are.
Yeah.
Look what they did to them in the Civil War.
Yes.
Oh my God! Did you see what he wanted to bring back, like they were doing to the black community with the Civil War? How they bought something and they did credit on it. Biden wanted to do that again.
Homestead type of thing. But you
and
know, that's,
he's a creep, a real big piece of shit.
Yeah. By the way, 64% of the Democrats don't want him to run for 2024. And so one of the reporters went after him and asked him about that. And he goes, hey, Jack, the polls are wrong. The polls are wrong. 92 or 93% of the Democrats want me to run in 2024.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
He went right in his face on that.
If you go against Biden, your career is over.
They will do anything to destroy you.
If you take on the stunks, they'll destroy you.
But that's a matter because we got nothing to lose. We got to win, and we're going to take back the country because America first always wins. Mega.
They're
make America
people.
Great
they're
again.
Screwed,
hey, baby,
they're
dream.
Bullies, and they're screwed up.
Yeah, I know about
they
bullies.
They can't handle. They're having tantrums about Roe versus Wade. Seriously. Maybe we
should go over to their house and interrupt them there, Dennis. And let them learn. That's what they do. They have a bounty out. If you see some big court judges, find out where they are.
I don't want to do what they do.
Call up and
it doesn't make what they do is right. So
it's not.
You know what? Two wrongs don't make a right.
Don't make a right. But that's what they're doing. You know, that's
but
exactly what
they're
doing.
2-year-olds.
Because they can't win on the
They can't win on anything because they don't have anything. They have no merit. They have no credibility. They have no merit. They're just unhappy, sad, lying, cheating, scummy individuals.
Yeah, I know.
They have to cheat and lie and fraud to get something.
Exactly.
They're all con jobs and grifters.
Exactly.
So that's their problem. They will all be voted out. And you know who will be coming back? Dun 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 dun. President Trump, Donald J. Trump, 47th president. It's been a long day for me.
Yeah, same here.
I just sang. I can't sing.
You know, I'm going to tell you
it's karaoke night on the truth.
There you go.
We're here worldwide.
One of the sponsors that we are picking up in the next few weeks is a thing called Students for Life. Action. Students for Life Action is one of the people that we are picking up for our sponsors for the truth. And there are many others out there.
We're trying to protect the babies because they're trying to destroy the babies and the seniors.
What they do is they're in high schools and colleges and they're talking about and showing them what abortion does to life and to the people. and they're knocking on doors and doing things, and they got a lot of different things going on, and we're trying to eliminate abortion in this country all the way.
You know where they should put, what are they called? AT, what are they called, the bad people? ATF, ATMs.
Antifa?
Yeah, you know what we should do with Antifa? We should put them in the army into war.
No, they'll destroy inside.
You think so?
They're communists.
They'll get killed.
Maybe by their own side, but there's nobody in the military that'll take them in, because the war would kill them.
Would they?
Yeah.
The military would kill them.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Yesterday, last night.
Is Milli Vanilli still in charge?
He's part of the people, but he'll be gone in a few weeks. And so will other workers as Trump comes back. Yes. Anyway, last night we had a rally in Tucson, Arizona, which was like 115. And for Kerry Lake. And by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene today endorsed Kerry Lake for governor. And Trump will be in Arizona on Saturday. And one of the things that Carrie Lake played a song before she got on. That song that we played in our radio show a lot, and I have it here, and we're going to play it in honor of Carrie Lake and everyone else, because she won't back down.
Turn.
Okay, that was just before, they played that song just before she went on stage to do her rally speak yesterday. By the way, she's up by 14 points, and I think her primary is in a couple of weeks, and she should win that, but we will see, because we know there's cheating going on, but we just arrested a bunch of people in Arizona, and we are eliminated. By the way, drop boxes in this country is unconstitutional, and we are going to take down all the drop boxes everywhere and arrest the people. And the ones that's still standing, we're going to make sure that we have law enforcement standing right next to it to make sure that only one person can drop one ballot at one time and not drop a bunch of them. And there won't be any kind of 2,000 mules type situation. If we catch them doing any kind of illegal, not only will we arrest that person, but we'll disqualify and arrest the candidate. Hint, 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 Nikki Fried and all the Democrats in Florida, anywhere in the country. We will arrest your ass and hang you up and haul you off into a prison cell, maybe all the way over at Gitmo, but you're not going to be elected that way. We only support free and fair elections. We support voter integrity. And if you are declared mentally incompetent by courts and you get caught voting, you will go to prison. There is no ifs, ands, or buts, especially here in the state of Florida, which is a felony. It's a third-class felony to do that. And that's what we're doing. If you tear down signs, if you destroy signs, if you plague or vandalize campaign locations, you will pay with a prison sentence. If you resist, you get up with the consequences. We are not going to see a repeat of 2020 anywhere in this country. And that's it there. Now, last night on Gray Kelly, we had a young lady who just got another book out who's going to win in Colorado re-election, Lauren Boebert. And she was talking about her stuff and talking about her past and her parents and stuff. And they were homeless and they were broke and stuff. And she grew up in a drug-filled, alcoholic situation, addicts and stuff and everything else. And she was talking about something that we actually did in the Law and Order SBU back in 2017 for a nice, beautiful young lady we dedicated that show to. And she's mentioned the word, the title of Bulls, which is part of her book in her section of it on her own family situation called You're Not Alone. When we did that in 2017, that was an SVU, that's a Law and Order Special Victims Union. They did a story called You're Not Alone. It was a script written by me, yours truly, that was sent to Dick Wolf. And he took it and he changed things a little bit around. And of course, we always have that disclosure in the beginning to protect any kind of civil case or anything like that. But it was dedicated, designed to talk about a certain young lady who now is doing pretty good if certain people in certain locations leave her alone and allow her to fulfill her passions and dreams. We are working in Tampa Bay right now, in Tampa area, and we're going to get rid of the drug dealers there, including this young lady, this girl's, this woman in Tampa's boyfriend. He's going down. You know, selling spice is illegal in the state. And he will go down unless you decide to leave things alone down here in Broward County. And then we'll just get him into an institution where he can get the help he needed. But either way, you cross the line and you're going down. Now, we going back to the show and going back to Greg Kelly and Lauren Boebert. She grew up in that situation and she took it, turned around and became a successful woman. She's a lawyer and she's also a mother of five kids and she's an America First congresswoman out of Colorado and she'll be reelected. She is a fighter. And she supports securing the borders, getting rid of these addictions, drugs. You know, 300 people die a day from fentanyl poisoning in this country. That's got to stop. Securing the borders will help do that. We also can have recovery centers and things like that. So it worked that way. But the bottom line is this. We're out there to help lives, and we're going to give people the opportunity to dream. Low and Velvet, follow the Tunt dream. She cleaned the act up, and she became very successful. So, you know, this is very important, and anyone can do that. But you got to get rid of bad people. Stop focusing on your dreams and follow those dreams. Remember, you're a fighter. She's a fighter. That's how it works, and it works right. And that's what we're doing in
there. You know, her mother finally woke up.
Yeah.
And changed her environment.
You know, and that's all you need to do is to change your environment, focus on yourself, and move forward in life, and get rid of dumbass.
Mother of five sons. How's that?
There you go, yeah.
She started her own business.
Mm-hmm.
And she became a huge success. And she did great for herself. She saw the light of day.
Now she's helping others. You know who else did that? Mike Lindell.
And Mr. T.
Know, Jamie Lee Curtis, another one.
And Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
You know who else cleaned up their act? Lindsay Lohan. And she just got married.
All you have to do is be honest with yourself. Change the environment, get rid of low lives and people that have mental health issues, and stop focusing on following your passion.
Walk away from the crap.
That's it.
Crap who don't give a shit.
Away, no.
Who just want to control you or make your life in shit. Walk.
It's not anyone's life to control. It's your life to make that decision. It's your life to grow control.
You know?
Yep. And so we go.
There are good people, and then there are not good people.
Right.
And people who are selfish, lame buttheads who don't give a hoot about anybody. Her mother was, from what she said last night on Greg Kelly, her mother was very badly abused.
Yeah.
Alcohol, drugs, being hit. So.
Yeah. You know, reminds you of other
people. She didn't talk about everything, but, you know, you got to wonder if that man tried to rape her.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So there are a lot of ifs there. But look at her. She looks great. And she was she was so excited. She actually came in person to sit at Greg Kelly's desk on his set. That's very nice. And he works there at Newsmax. And he says he doesn't wear his watch anymore. He doesn't wear anything anymore.
That's because...
He'll get jumped anyway. You don't need to wear in there. I mean, it don't matter. He needs to have a car waiting for him as he walks out of Newsmax. He really does. He can't be walking shit. That city is in serious health, mental decline. You know?
No.
And the DA is a piece of glass. And George Soros is pouring bucks into everyone to make them lose their election. Pouring bucks into Marjorie Taylor Greene's opponent. And
by the way, it's called My American Life by Lauren Bobert. It's $25.49 in Target.
That's right. Nice cover, huh?
Yeah.
Her and her sons. And she carries. Good for her.
There you go. And
everybody
now the left is trying. The left is trying. The left
for
is trying.
Yeah,
you know, the FBI's question because she tweeted a while back that we need to terminate Biden's presidency. Yes, America, Greece, like 75-80%
of people.
Well,
take back
yes,
the House. Take back the Senate.
Impeach.
Hold, have a tribunal and do grand jury and charges and hold them for treason, all of them. All of them. The entire country.
Yeah, let's bring this country together and we're going to get together. How's that? And we're going to get this
I think
up.
So. I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got something, Greg Kelly yesterday, when he did a story on the J6, he played a certain theme song as a parody for the J6 community. And we actually have it right here.
Oh, my favorite song. There you go. Favorite theme. What is that? Thank you.
So that's Hogan's Heroes theme song. He played that.
I know nothing.
Yeah,
I know nothing.
Literally. So he played that. That was cool.
That's funny. You
know, that was really funny.
And the fake news just doesn't get it.
Yeah, I know.
They don't.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they get it. They're just criminals. They get it. They're part of the steal. They're part of it because they're morons. And some of them are going to go to jail. Yeah. That's right. Oh, forget jail. Pull out that noose and wrap it around their neck and pull the lever, baby. Sorry, I think they're all treason. There's no excuse. Why should I flip the bill to feed them and clothe them in an orange suit? Those orange suits are expensive, okay? Why should I pay someone to make them and send it to the Schweins? I don't think so. I think that's unfair. They're already screwing us, all of them. We're paying. How much money do you think Biden's giving some of these places, CNN and MSNBC and The Times, because they can't cut it?
Breaking up.
Not me.
All right. Well, sounds like it.
Well, I'm. You can't hear me?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Well, why are you?
Hey, anybody want to call in at 515-602-9657? Give us a call. Come do karaoke. I'm open. I got many tunes.
You know, it's funny.
What? It's a long day.
Yeah.
And Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are touring for 2023, and they're going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe next year.
Yep.
Look it up. Yep. News truly is going to go see them. I'm going to go and hear the boss do Born to Run. Have not seen him. I tried to see him for like 30 some odd years ago, back in the early 80s, late 70s. I went to go to Madison Square Garden, did something, was trying to do something illegal to get tickets, scalping.
You're breaking up again.
Not me.
Yeah, you're breaking up again.
Okay, I'll call back in.
Okay. Anyway, while she's calling back in, we're going to do, let's see. Let's do Eye of the Tiger. We'll be right back. Okay. As Eye of the Tiger, we took a little bit of a musical tour while Scarlett came back in. How you sound now?
How do I sound?
You sound better. There you go.
It was Comcast.
Comcast, yep. Comcast playing games.
Yes, another criminal syndicate.
Yeah, even at work. But that's okay. They're going to be gone soon one day, too. Just like Disney.
Well, we can't do Dish. We face north. For some reason, you have to face south towards the pole.
No, I don't know.
It's above us.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see it. We'll figure it out. Anyway, Disney. Look at Disney. Go on Christians.
I know. When next day they won't want Jews. And then they won't want blacks. And then they won't want white people. What's
and
left?
Nothing.
The
Shrine. The Shrine. Yeah, the Shrine.
The Shrine.
Hey, did you know that biological men dress up as women could get periods? Did you know that? Going to the left, they can, even though that's full of crap.
No. It's backwards. Women being men can get pregnant and have their periods.
That's different. Because they're biologically women
that,
in the first place.
Because they're biologically a woman. They
but
just can't handle
saying,
being
They're saying that. You know, Santa Holly.
Men cannot get pregnant. Okay?
Look, anybody that can't define a woman has to be mentally incompetent and mentally ill. They need to be institutionalized.
What was that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Emma Thompson with Danny DeVito where he was pregnant?
Twins? I don't know.
Was it? I don't remember. But, you know, it's just not biologically feasible. Not doable. It's just not real. It's fake.
There you go.
The morons, the fake Schweins.
This is crazy stuff. It's mentally incompetent, mentally ill.
It's funny. It's actually, when you think about it, it's funny. Does anybody believe them, their jerky things? Look at Gavin Newsom. He says becoming a prostitute is a good way to be employed.
He's
getting sick or getting AIDS or some sort of STD.
Yeah. Meanwhile, people leaving California, there are literally caravans just like the old West. Except years ago, back in the 1800s, everybody's leaving the East Coast.
Where are they going to come? They ain't coming here. They're coming to Florida.
Yeah, several. You saw yesterday, last night at the rally in Arizona with Kelly, with Carrie Lake. They were talking about people from California coming in. They said, "Leave your garbage there. Don't bring it with you." And they said,
really,
"No,
don't bring your stench."
You know, leave me. You can't walk 2 feet in San Francisco without stepping on
Once Trump comes back into, White House South, because there's no way you can go there in D.C. It's disgusting. So once how will the stench be shoveled out?
Well, that's a good question.
A lot of minds have really been indoctrinated and ruined.
Yeah, but, well, education, we got to do a lot of stuff.
Get rid of the teachers' union. Period. He's got to take away the 501c3 from Planned Parenthood and the teachers' union. All of them. Clean them out.
The day the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, bankrupt to Planned Parenthood. They're kicked out of many states now. They're on the way out. In several states, every one of them have been arrested for murder. There's a bunch of them that's going around in the other parts. Biden's executive order bullcrap is not effective anywhere. It's already been kicked out. And you can't force people to do things. Even though you may be in public federal land, if you're in the state of Florida or Texas or Oklahoma or any other state, you will be arrested for murder. And that's it. Doesn't matter.
There are other problems. There are other problems.
Meanwhile, we're down to 7 minutes before the show's over. That was quick.
Yay!
But, what's your final statement for tonight?
My final thought of the day?
Yeah.
Well, we need to take back the Capitol. We need to take the House. We need to take the Senate. We really do. We need
America
to make sure it is no steal. We need to
America,
make sure
yeah,
there's honesty and
that.
Integrity. We need to protect children, seniors, and the black community. Okay? We need to stop the fact that white people are bad. That's retarded.
How about animal abuse?
Oh, really? We have a cat. Her name is Ringo. We saved her on the property. Our son used to go to school. He has graduated. But when he was younger, we waited out independent, took the school bus to school. And one morning I was waiting for the bus with our son, and I heard this teeny little meow. And it was so cool. And I looked, and I saw Ringo. Very teeny, and I tried to get her, but she ran away. So I came inside our residence, and I spoke to my husband, and I said, you know, there's a little baby kitten running around, and it looks scared. It ran away from me, and I said, you know, maybe we could figure out how to save her. So he went and spoke to all the people that worked on the property, and they found her. And he went and got her. They found her under a staircase, and he got her, and he brought her in, and she started singing. And I looked, and I said, it's Ringo!
And then it's been that way.
It just sort of happened. And it did her. Okay? And we take care of her. We love her. And when she's hungry, she gets fed. She gets those crunchies in a bowl, and when she wants her her food, I call it and I give her a spoonful on a plate, and she eats it. If she doesn't like it, I'll give her something else. Okay? There is no question about feeding my booby. She's my little cookie.
Yeah.
And whatever she needs or wants or desires, I'm here. She's a defenseless animal. She may have claws. She may can do that. But as far as I'm concerned, she's a and she's loved. And I'm blessed. And she's such a good little girl. And she's laying right now on here with me. She's swooping. And, you know, and she listens. And she knows
remember,
her stuff. But I would
grew up.
Never, ever, ever, ever abuse an animal.
We don't force feed an animal.
When she doesn't like the food, I change it.
Right.
And when she's
hungry, the way it is.
She gets food.
And
catch
it for the key.
And then
a
she
dog,
wants some more because she's hungry, because she'll tell me. I give her more. I don't give her food she
doesn't like and force her to eat it.
I am not an abused animal abuser.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I grew up with a dog, and we used to call Kiwi, and we used to walk the dog. I lived in an apartment building in Queens, and we used to walk the dog and everything two or three times a day, and she plays around. We never put her in the leash in the house. We got a caller right now. The last 3 minutes. Let's pick up this caller. Hello, 802. May I help you?
What's going on? How you doing?
All right. Who am I speaking with?
Greg.
Okay, Greg. No, we're coming towards the end of the show. We're just closing down. We're talking about animal abuse now, about people training dogs in their homes and stuff like that, and not feeding them the right way, and how we rescue a cat, stuff like that. But during the show, we were talking about how the inflation 9.1%. It's actually 20%. Yeah, and we're trying to change to get people to vote for America First candidates like Carrie Lake in Arizona,
Sarah Palin,
and stuff. But
Andrew Gillum in Florida.
Andrew Gillum is a. Actually,
has 23 counts, and he's being indicted, and he's going to jail for the rest of his life.
Right. And Ron DeSantis is the greatest governor going right now in this country. In fact, every state wants DeSantis. He leads the state. He's going to win re-election.
He's going to be the president after Donald J. Trump.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Yeah, well, we know that Ron DeSantis is going to win re-election. And then 2024 or 2028, depending on the situation, DeSantis will run for president. And the whole country wants to be like Florida. So let's see where it goes.
This is Scarlett saying, God bless America. Everybody have a good night.
I'll call back another
time.
Sunday, so call us back on Sunday. All right? So time to go, and God bless you all.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart.